Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the June 28th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the Second Book of Kings. One day Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence, who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant Gehazi answered, "Yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, y'all. This is a fun reading. It's a straightforward narrative with three interesting characters and a happy ending. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Our story takes place during the ministry of the prophet Elisha, during the 9th century BC, in the northern kingdom of Israel, in the town of Shunem, 6 or so miles south of Nazareth. I prefer readings that aim for the heart and how the reading connects with that part of our spiritual anatomy. This narrative does just that and is a fun story that builds anticipation as we wonder, where is this going? There are three different characters with speaking roles, so have some fun. And who can resist a woman bearing private pain who is unexpectedly gifted with a son after she was long thought to be barren? Oh, a fun story with a happy ending to boot. What do you learn from this reading? We begin. One day Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence, who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. This woman is extraordinary in that very few women in the ancient world had such influence, but her generosity is what really sets her apart. Note her practice of extreme hospitality. She didn't just invite Elisha for dinner, she urged him. Use an informal and conversational style to impassively describe the opening of this narrative, but apply an undertone of anticipation. Where is this story going? Emphasize Elisha, Shunem, woman, influence, urged, dine, afterward, whenever, and stop. The next section. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Now she takes her generous hospitality literally to another level, pardon the pun. Think about it. She added an extra floor to their home. Imagine a single-story home adding a second story. Anyone who has survived a remodel understands the complexity and disruption of such an undertaking. But for her, it's no big deal. But get this, she doesn't just provide a bed for him to spend the night, but also a table, chair, and lamp. He has all the comforts of home, not just to sleep there, but to live there. There's a metaphor here for all of us, in that this woman didn't ask for a miracle. She merely created space for God. use an impassive tone of voice for the narrative, so she said to her husband. Use a more animated tone and demeanor as you voice the dialogue she has with him. Stress said, husband, no, Elisha, holy, God, often, room, roof, furnish, bed, table, chair, lamp, comes, and stay. Insert micro pauses after room and roof. Next we have, sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, can something be done for her? His servant Gehazi answered, yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years. I find it interesting that Elisha knows very little about this woman, other than her generosity. But his servant, Gehazi, knows her at a personal level and is aware of her desperate situation. Without a son, this couple has no one to care for them in their old age, and we're told the husband is already getting on in years. In ancient times, it was believed the woman determined the gender of the child, so it was her responsibility and her shame that they had no son. It's important to note, though, this nameless woman did not ask for anything in return for her hospitality. Continue with your tone of anticipation, again wondering where this story is headed. Now it's Elisha's turn to speak. Use a sincere and earnest tone of voice and demeanor when he asks, can something be done for her? Now Gehazi is up. His immediate answer is an enthusiastic yes. If you can do so authentically, add a throat tremble when you say yes to make his response even more emphatic. Shift to a plaintive and heartfelt tone of voice when you add, she has no son, and her husband is getting on in years. Place emphasis on the first Elisha, room overnight, later Elisha asked, something, done, yes, no son, husband, and on. Insert micro pauses after the first later and arrived. We close with, Elisha said, call her. When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, this time next year, you will be fondling a baby son. This miraculous gift from God parallels other women of the Bible who just as incredibly gave birth to sons, Sarah with Isaac, Hannah with Samuel, and Elizabeth with John the Baptist. Use a narrative style when you proclaim, Elisha said, then shift to a firm and authoritative tone of voice when he commands, call her. Go back to your narrative style when you deliver, when the woman had been called and stood at the door through Elisha promised. Use a sense of wonder when you hit your congregation with Elisha's punchline. Convert this time next year to a question, followed by a full pause. Engage the folks before you with eye contact and a big old grin when you answer your question with, you will be fondling a baby son. Speak this tenderly. Emphasize call, promised, year, fondling, and son. Insert a micro pause after called, as well as the full pause after year. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.